right. Oh, God. Ugh. It's a, you know, it's a man. It's a guy.
What?
Listen. Right there. Ugh.
This is like the worst music bed ever. What is?
Worst music bed. Add some Kanye West on.
Oh, I like him.
I think. 503-733-2970. It's like a James Brown thing, I think.
It sounds like a porn.
503-733 from Todd Gorger's collection. That's where I got this. 503-733-2970. We'll go to... You're timing it out now. Thank you. Wait. Okay, we're becoming dangerously giddy.
I know. I'm pulling it down.
Okay. We're turning it to Giddy Lee here, so we got to tone it down. How you doing?
What did Tim call the guy on Rockstar Supernova? Ghibli?
Ghibli Clark. I've already used my joke about he comes in a little bag next to the turkey. There's nothing else I can do. There's nowhere else to go with that. Oh, my God in heaven.
What are we doing?
Well, here's what I'm glad you asked, Sarah Dillon. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
I'm okay. Here's where
to hear it.
What?
Oh,
I'm pleased to hear it.
Is that a pun?
Yes.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to, let's see how long you can go without giggling.
I turned off my microphone.
Okay. Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. At the bottom of the hour, we've got Will Alandria, another guy I don't know anything about. No, I have no trouble just talking about this. This is a guy, Will Alandria's on that PDX 503 team.
Well, he's never heard of us either, but his friend has raved.
His friend Harold, the self-described theater geek. No, he's on that World Series of Pop Culture, and I don't know a whole lot about the show, which is fine because I understand he can't actually tell us a lot.
You can't talk about the questions. He can't talk about if he won or lost.
It's going to be a completely pointless interview. I don't know anything about him. He can't tell us anything.
He can't talk about the outcome. You can't talk about any of the questions or how far he went in the tournament. But he can talk about his overall experience.
Well, and I'd like to know how he got on the show, too.
His trip to New York, yes, his audition process.
Can he talk about the name of the thrust, the tip of general kind of questions? Well, I'll ask him if he says no. He says no, you know.
Okay.
But people are curious. And I'm coming in.
She said no specific questions.
That's fine. I think we're coming to the same level as everybody else. A lot of more people have heard about these guys than have actually seen them. Because I think, you know, there's so many TV shows online. There's a million shows. But nobody really heard about these guys until they started winning. And it's like, hey, did you hear there's a Portland team winning? So, I mean, I'm the first to admit that I don't know a whole lot about it, but I want to know more. So we're going to talk to that guy, Will Alandria. What else? Oh, we have to do a little recap of Rockstar Supernova. We just have a couple little sound bites to play. Do some calls or go to the city desk. And then, Scott, is this true, Scotty? Scotty? Jay was telling me during a break here that he was telling me that he actually has, because the whole reason that we had this long Cool in the Gang discussion is because Scotty just sort of his own volition, began booking things left and right. You know, just doesn't matter. Just Cool in the Gang, Steven Seagal, Beach Boys. The Beach Boys, who we canceled today. The Beach Boys were supposed to be on today because it's not really the Beach Boys. It's like, you know, that old thing is like one guy, you know, that one fifth generation.
So it turned
nephew.
Out to not be John Stamos?
No, it wasn't even John Stamos. If it had been Stamos, I would have said yes.
Oh, he's one of the Beach Boys now?
What? See, that's what I mean. Look how low the bar is. John Stamos is a Beach Boy. It's this world coming to. Anyway, so Scotty apparently has prepared, and this is not a goof, not a wacky radio thing. Scotty apparently has a list of all the people he has been in the process of booking. So we're going to have him come in, and we're going to go through those one by one in a minute. Let's get to some of these calls. Chris, hello there.
Hey, buddy. I was going to tell you, that your interview with Kool and the Gang, you were forced into it. You didn't want to do it. I think you did a good job. I think at least half your push-ups need to be wiped out.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
At least half.
There you go. Good time.
You know, and if Sarah is going to be the cold, unfeeling person that she might just be, you never know, I'll do five of them for you at the next listener party.
Look at that. This is like in Cool Hand Luke when they're eating the rice off his plate because he doesn't want to spend a night in the box. That's exactly what this is like. Thank you. So, Sarah, he believes that because I did an interview with such aplomb, acquitted myself so admirably, that some of my push-ups should be wiped out.
I'll take away one. So now you only have nine.
One?
Yeah.
Chris,
so it takes it to
what do you think of that?
All right. She take away one, I'll do four.
Listen to that. Chris is doing for my push-ups.
No, he's doesn't
in
work
your
that
face.
Way.
They're my push-ups. I can do what I want
no,
with them.
No, you can't actually. They're my push-ups to give to you.
Yes. Oh, come
I love,
on.
I love you, Chris, but you know that he needs the workout.
Oh, well.
Scotty's on the screen. Scotty agrees that more should be taken away.
I think that, you know, based on, you know, I still don't think that he, you know, owed all of those push-ups to begin with, but.
Because Sarah's a swindler and a cheat.
I'm not going to say that. I love Sarah, too. And you were talking about the pop culture thing. When you get Will on, so he can't talk about the show.
Right.
See if you can schedule him to call back when it's all done. Get it lined up. Get someone in to proctor it. Let's see a face-off between you and this guy.
Oh,
that's a good
awesome.
Idea. No, I'm with that. And bonus points for use of the word proctor. All right. No, good. That's a good idea. Thank you, Chris.
No problem. Take
right.
it easy.
Thank you. There you go. Carol. Is this Carol? I'm sorry. Is this Carol the token Italian?
Yes, it is.
All right. Hold on. Oh, wait, that's not even... Hold on.
I'm all up in his grill.
Thank
there you
me.
Go.
All right, thank you, Carol. How can I help you, Carol?
How you doing, Rick?
Well, you know.
Well, I think you should have... your previous couple of callers said you should have admitted to, you know, you didn't know who it was, but you should have done the interview as if... The guy was Lionel Richie from the Commodores.
See, why does everybody think it's a good idea? That's a terrible thing.
Is it because then you could sit there and you could say,
I would never do that.
So how many times have you had to play Brick House? And, hey, how is it to have your daughter? And what's the scoop between her and Paris Hilton?
Okay, that is the difference between you and me, because you all are cruel bastards. That's the difference. I would never do such a thing. I would never come on and go, so, Lionel Richie... Or whatever. I would never do that. No, that's not a thing I would ever do.
You didn't have to call him by Lionel Richie, okay? But
I would not ask the guy from Cool and the Gang about Brick House. That is, even by my standards, it's too mean.
Okay, then put one of their really popular songs out there, but then just ask him. You could have said...
Why are you so into making the Cool and the Gang guy cry?
Because you make me cry by me watching this rock star thing, okay?
All right, we have to go.
Okay, right,
thank
bye.
You, thank you, Carol. Carol's getting a little too uppity. No, you know, what's been a minute?
All right, let's have Scotty J bring that list in and take a look.
Is this true? Is there I don't even want to read this. Okay, never mind. I'm just looking at the screen. Some of these I'm just going to pass over today. Scotty, please, do we have a... weren't we going to get a sound effect to summon him to the studio?
You could touch it.
There you go. And he appears. Look at that. It's magic. All right, Scotty, how are you? All right, we'll put Scotty over here on the Tim Riley's mic.
Doing good, Rick.
All right, thank you.
I can't hear anything.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's incidental. A real radio host can do the show without being able to hear anything. Is it true? I think my face actually hurts from keeping a fake smile during that Kool and the Gang interview. Hey, thanks for coming on. These are now people you have, Scotty J, you have taken steps to book a bunch of people.
Right.
Are these a list of people you've started the process of getting on the show before we put the brakes on this and asked you to actually check with us before booking people?
This is a list. That way I will not book somebody in the future like...
We already said no to the Beach Boys.
We want the Pope.
Okay, we said no to the Beach Boys. Yeah,
this is like the Pope. It's totally like that time that I walked by and you were trying to book Hefner on. No, could Hef come on today? No?
And he was frustrated he couldn't get a lifetime
subscription. All right, tell me you would not
Playboy.
Take a call from
Hefner. Did you try to get a lifetime subscription to Playboy too?
No, I did not. But tell me you wouldn't take a call from Hefner.
I would. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm saying it is both naive and admirable and great that you're on the phone like, no, could he just spare 10 minutes? No, tell him it's Rick Emerson. I said Rick Emerson calling. All right.
That's about right.
What have you got?
What I have right now is just concerts, so if there's any other activities...
All right, well, we're
going
to go through this list one by one. These are people that Scotty J wants to book on the show.
I'm going to skip over a couple of them.
Don't skip over anybody.
Yeah, I'm going to... Okay. First of all, Steely Dan.
No.
You don't want
to I would rather have my skin peeled off.
Is there anyone that's below the age of, like, 65?
Zing! Look at that. That's the...
Stephen Eady.
What?
Stephen Eady.
Stephen Eady. Are they alive?
They're under 65.
Please don't call. I know that there's a website... I think they're both alive. Man, I was watching that Network double disc set, the Patty Chayefsky movie Network, and they were doing this old episode of the Dinah Shore program. And, like, Steve Lawrence, it was Dinah Shore, Patty Chayefsky, who's one of the greatest writers of all time, and then Steve Lawrence, shirt open to his navel, big gold chains, clearly high. Stole a lot of, hey, Patty, thanks for coming on the show. No, Stephen Eady. All right, so what'd you say, Steelin? I would rather have my fingernails yanked out with pliers and then have my lips set on fire than talk to Steely Dan.
But
what?
Michael McDonald's playing with them, but... You know.
Like, that makes it better from the doobies.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
No,
no. Tom Are Petty.
You,
Tom
hold
Petty.
On, hold on. You're going too quickly here.
I'll skip
I got to tell you how
ones.
Much I hate each of these. No, I got
to heckle each and every one.
Yes, I have to do them.
No.
You see? That's why Sarah works so well on the show. That's why we function flawlessly. She knows. It's like you're reading my mind. Yes, I have to stop and tell you. Crosby, Stills, and is it Crosby? Neil Young told those guys to pound it a long time ago, right? Is it just Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
Yeah, I thought...
Is it even David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Graham? Or is it like Ted Crosby and Bob Stills and...
No, I think
Hector
it's the real
Nash.
Guys. I'm uh-huh. pretty sure.
Uh-huh. All right.
Anyways, okay, I'm gonna look
Only
here.
If David Crosby promises to talk about how he impregnated Melissa Etheridge.
If I see age here, I'm skipping over it.
If you see
like
what?
A, like age as
No, don't
in,
skip. No, no, you're not allowed to skip over anything.
Okay, Tom Petty.
Yes.
Do you want to talk to Tom
no,
Petty?
No, I would hella want to talk to Tom
All
Petty.
All right, I'm going to get a hold of Tom Petty's peeps.
You.
All right, but yeah, talk to us before you schedule the date, Scotty.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it's going to be close. It's going to be during the week that
I'm
he's
just
here,
saying,
which is not...
that's good because we're here all
it's
week.
It's next week, yeah. Right?
We're here all week. Thank you, Tim.
The 27th. Wait
week?
A second. It's
that's
the week
fine.
After next. It's the week
well,
after
Well, we'll worry
next.
About it later. Just check okay. with me before you say yes to an official time.
Got it. Def Leppard and Journey.
Do I have
anybody,
to take...
Anybody,
hold on. Do I have to take both of them?
No.
Can I just tell
Journey?
I'm excuse me. Can I just take Def Leppard?
They're playing together, so it doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so going to that. You want to go, Rick?
What?
See, you should talk
Where are they playing?
I love
Is it Clark County? How can
probably.
You love Journey? Oh, you're a girl.
Yeah.
That's a probably on that.
I suppose.
I mean, come on.
Okay, wait.
How many Journeys are there?
Is this like a Zen koan? How many Journeys
well,
are
we,
there?
Well, we all
How many
know.
Angels can stand on the head of a pin?
Obviously, Steve Perry is not the
How
lead singer
How many
anymore.
Roads must a man walk down? How many Journeys are there? Many, Grasshopper. If we have Journey on, you have to interview them, sir.
Oh, God, no.
Then they're not coming on.
Okay,
I don't care.
Fine.
That's another cool in the
I
game.
I just want to...
No.
I don't give a rat's ass about Journey.
Well, I like Def Leppard, so...
I know.
Oh,
see, but
Leppard.
If you come on Def Leppard, I'm talking... See, this is not like you can't pick all the good guests. That's not how it works.
That's why you got
when
cool
the
in the
Scotty
game.
When it's the Scotty J show someday, you can do that. I will interview Def Leppard. We can have Journey on, but you're interviewing them.
I probably can come up
you
with
You have 5 seconds
to
decide. Four?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. You heard it.
Okay.
Who,
you
wouldn't,
can get
Journey. Who wouldn't talk to Journey?
You're interviewing them and you're doing it as me.
We'll see.
no, it's too late. Okay, who? Who else?
All right, well, here's something that's not a concert. It's
I love your little introductions. Here's a little something you might enjoy.
Right, the Mount Hood Doberman Pincher Club. You said go through.
I'm sorry.
You said go through all this.
Where are
so.
They performing?
All right. Okay.
What are they performing today? We're going to be maiming some children under the age of 5. And today we're going to be killing old people and licking the skin off their fingers.
Right after that, they'll be cockfighting.
Okay. Seriously, David Cassidy. He's booked for next Tuesday.
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
I will.
Yes on that. Good.
Wait. Is he booked?
For Tuesday.
On what show?
On the Rick Emerson show.
Jesus, God, I didn't even know that one.
Do you know what time?
1:15, I believe.
Okay.
1:15?
Yes, I was going to talk to you about this.
Thank you. When were you going to bring that up? Was it next Tuesday at like 1:10?
Monday afternoon.
Okay. 1:15 next Tuesday, David Cassidy on the phone?
Yes. I believe it's 1:15, but it's not 100%.
Well, whatever. As long as it's not in the studio. The problem is when they're in the studio, they're hard to get rid of. On the phone, you can be like, oh, look at the time. We got
to
go.
Oh, it would be kind of cool to hang out with
no,
them.
No, no. Always book on the phone, because then if they suck, you can just hang up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you don't
Yeah, we don't want people in here.
No Tom Petty here, right?
Well, Tom Petty we would take in the studio.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to learn these ins and outs, the subtle rules and the exceptions to same. All
okay,
right.
I'll make this quick. No country, I take it, right?
Well,
it
depends. Who are we talking
Winona,
about?
Winona, number one.
She can't fit in here.
Clint Black.
She can't fit in here.
Oh, we could bring Clyde in here, and they could meet once again.
Well, because Clyde is Clyde insists to this day that I, quote, blocked him, and you know what I mean, blocked him on Winona, who is a huge country star. And a huge
I'm
talent.
Huge.
I don't even have that one.
Oh, no.
I don't even have it. I don't even have it set aside. No, wait, hold on. No, now I have to reset it and do the whole thing again. No, Wynonna is a huge talent.
I'm huge.
Okay. She's a huge star.
I'm huge.
She's got a huge voice.
I'm huge.
Yes, she does.
And a huge following.
I'm huge.
She's also morbidly obese. But Clyde insists that I blocked him on Wynonna back in Salt Lake City.
Maybe we should have her on to clear that up.
It's so tempting to have Wynonna on.
I know.
To have her in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
I really wonder if she could fit in here, though.
It's not that big.
That stool, she'd be like the fat guy in a world record book riding a little bike.
Maybe she pulled a carny and lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, we haven't seen her for a while.
It's true.
All right, Wynonna's a maybe.
Okay.
Studio only.
Studio only.
Wynonna, if you can get her in the studio. On phone, I don't care.
Okay, I'm going to quickly go through the remaining country people. Okay, and you can just say yes,
you
no.
You know what? Just relax.
All right.
Move on.
Okay. Well, Charlie Daniels, that's later in the year.
Boy, I don't know. He's so crazy, it's almost tempting. Because he's a nutcase. He did that song, It's a Flag, Not a Rag, and We Don't Wear It on Our Heads.
Oh, we can't have him on.
He's so crazy, though. Tim, have you seen him late at night on the cable?
No, but I understand he keeps getting whiter and whiter.
Whiter? No, he's
and
getting...
The whiter he gets, the crazier he gets.
He's becoming fatter and whiter, but then the whiter he gets, the more he has this weird fake clown rouge on.
Oh, that's sad.
It's like, I mean, it looks like, I mean...
Oh, like Ronald Reagan.
It really, yeah, exactly. It looks like, it really does look like fake clown rouge. It's like so bright red, and I don't think it's like the drinking rouge. I think it's like makeup. And he's completely nuts. He's gone completely around the bend. And he's always talking about how everything is the fault of, you know, like, the everything's the fault of the deviants, you know, the feminists.
Next?
No, skip. Skip it. No, Charlie Daniels.
Okay, we're still kind of in the final country, yeah. Folks. There's Martina McBride.
No.
No.
Okay. And we have Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
No. You hesitated.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Tim McGraw was good in Friday Night Lights, but not enough that I care to talk to him.
Gretchen Wilson?
Who?
She sang on the country mix of Picture, the Kid Rock song, and she's on his live record.
A great voice.
She's hot, though, but I don't care.
Okay, Dixie Chicks.
Yes, yes, no, completely. And we're right next to the couple studio, too. That won't be awkward.
Oh, in studio?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I'm all over that.
This
Dixie
is like Christmas.
Yeah, seriously. If okay. You could get them on, because I'm sure that all the country stations are going to be tripping over themselves to have them in studio in front of a live microphone.
Scotty J can do it.
Did you really just refer to yourself in the third person? Okay.
Okay.
We've got a break.
Exactly.
Okay, but we got
to try to make it fast. So, Howie Mandel, that's later this year.
He's on that Deal or No Deal show, but
that
I don't really watch
matter.
It.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Bruce Hornsby.
No.
Pearl Jam.
Well, yeah, but that'll never happen.
Okay.
Oh, listen to that. It's a personal challenge now. You'll never be... No man can eat 50 eggs, Scotty J. Okay?
Let's see. There's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No.
Okay. No.
Chicago, James
no.
Taylor.
No.
I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers video, though.
Elton John.
I like that song. I especially like the part how it's stolen from Mary Jane's Last Dance. That's the best part of that song.
It's a great video.
I'm sorry, who?
Elton John.
Yeah, but that had never... But so he can come in and throw something at me and
he's kind of
stomp
bitchy.
Off.
He might say something.
He can come in and criticize
okay,
the brand of water.
Let's have him on at the same time as Charlie Daniels.
Oh, yeah, only if he sit in Charlie Daniels' lap and give him a big kiss. Yes, yeah, so he can complain about the brand of bottled water we give him and then, you know, and then throw a tiara at me. Okay.
And then finally, there is Queensryche.
Yes. Yeah, I'm all over that, Queensryche.
And then you pop fun at the American Idol, so they're coming to town.
No,
so.
Nothing involving the words American or Idol.
Okay, unless it's Kelly Clarkson.
That's all I can think of right
no
now
Kelly
for
Clarkson.
Concerts.
Is it Kelly Clarkson?
No, Kelly Clarkson.
No, that's last year's, right?
Yeah, Sarah.
Oh, no, that's 2 years
what's
ago,
her name?
Right?
Taylor Dane. Taylor,
no, she was like 4 years
Dane.
Ago.
Taylor Hicks.
Okay, yeah, she was a
while. All right,
ago.
We done?
We're done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scotty.
Thank you, Scotty. Bok, bok.
We got a break.
Is this show exhausting today?
It is.
Do you feel drained?
No. I can't hear it.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
We'll be back after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio. Best show ever. And if you want to be
a teacher's man, well, baby, you just can't forget. Rock out the rhythm. Rock out the rhyme.
That's right here. Scotty J. What? Well, if it has to get bumped, it has to get bumped. I remember still behind anyway. Will Alondria? If it gets bumped, it gets bumped. Let me know.
No, let's do it.
Are we calling Will Alondria? Is he calling up?
No, we're calling him.
All right, so Rick Emmer, there's a little peek behind the curtain.
What'd you say, Tim?
Now, listen.
Calling Willow Laundry?
Just calling. Yeah. Listen to this. Okay, now, Scotty J just came in and gave this to me. Listen to this. This is a little print how to get. And by the way, we've told Scotty, I'm like, you know, can you try not to walk in the studio unless it's really important because it distracts us, you know, just, you know, because then your head turns. And then you can't hear what he's saying. You have to take off your headphones. It's all a big thing. And so Scotty comes in. He's like, this is probably on this is his words as he comes into the studio. This is really unimportant, but I wanted to come in and give it to you. So thank you for that. But listen to this. This is the interview confirmation with David Cassidy. First of all, what do you suppose David Cassidy does for 2 hours? Tim?
2 hours?
Talks about the Partridge Family.
I hate my dad. That's what he does.
He's been dead for like 40 years.
Died in a fire, too. But listen to this.
Smoking, I believe.
Confirmation of David Cassidy interview. And this is a confirmation that Scotty has with David Cassidy's people.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, below is what we have set for David's interview on Tuesday. All times are Eastern. He stole that from the CNN prep sheet. He's totally stealing the letter format from the CNN prep sheet. All times Eastern. Thanks again for your help. Tuesday, July 18th, so next Tuesday. 1:20 to 1:30. KCMD AM, The Rick Emerson Show. Phone interview taped. Well, he has it listed as taped. Well, that's not going to happen. They know it's not taped, right? They know it's live. A taped interview with... Taped interview. Can you imagine anything less interesting? Here's a pre-recorded interview with David Cassidy. Interviewer. Rick... Okay, now listen to this, though. And then we'll get to Will. We've got Will Alondria, who's on the World Series of Pop Culture. We'll get to him in a second. But you've got to hear this.
What is it? Okay.
Listen now. This is, I swear to God, I'm reading this right at the page. This is from them. This is Scotty gave this to me. Interviewer, Rick, Tim, and Sarah. Hotline number, and then it's the number you call to get on the air. Backup number, and then it's Scotty's cell phone. Format, talk. Producer, Scotty J.
What?
Yeah, look at that right there. Right there next to producer. It says Scotty J. Not Sarah Dillon, who you might think would be the producer. Who in fact is called the producer.
Scotty, come in here.
It sounds like we're in for some legal problems.
Scotty.
They thought it on their own, not me.
They thought this isn't what you sent to them?
Did you correct them?
No, that's not mine. That's
also, they put
that's
that.
That's theirs.
How would they ever get that impression?
Because I called them.
It needs to be updated, otherwise the interview is done.
Yeah, no, tell them we're not going to do the interview until they change
it. That's the email they sent us, and I never said who I was or what I am.
I see.
It makes it null and void, doesn't it?
Yeah, that contract is no longer binding. Okay. Did you correct them?
I did correct them. They know it's going to be live.
They ran out of fax paper.
Wait, hold on, Scotty.
You know, this is just unpleasant. We have Will waiting on the phone.
Okay. Right. We'll wait for your correction on that. Look at that.
I'm just messing with them.
Calling himself a producer. You know that he didn't correct them, though.
Oh, I know.
Let them think that.
It's okay. And he's trying to get all snippy because he's booking, like, the 60-year-old guests.
Yes, sir.
My guy's, like, 30, all right, Scotty? And he's relevant. Booyah.
We've had other people on the show over the years calling themselves producers, too, who just stole magazines.
Why are we all so angry?
I cannot believe you just said that.
I couldn't hear myself.
Okay, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show.
This high-speed modem is utterly slow.
In the Quasar Dilemma, remember you used...
Just a television show. That's all, okay?
Right, but... Because we were wondering if the quantum flux... Now, just listen on
there. There is no quantum flux. There's no auxiliary. There's no goddamn shit. You got it?
Energized.
Oh, man. All right. Now, let's welcome down to the Rick Emerson Show. Now, I have to tell you right now, is we pled a little bit of ignorance on this. There are so many channels, so many TV shows. You know, you hear about all of this stuff coming out. It's like, hey, there's the world this, and there's the top five this, and the world's blankiest blank. And there's this program called the World Series of Pop Culture. And it started on July 10th. It was on VH1. And somebody said, hey, you going to watch this World Series of Pop Culture? I'm like, yeah, World Series, World Shmeries, whatever. And then the next thing I heard, they're like, have you seen this show? And I'm like, well, you know, it's on my TiVo, but I haven't really watched it yet. And they're like, well, you got to watch it because the team, they're doing it like NCAA style, where it's, you know, it's the elimination and you bracket it down and then it's going to be head to head, blah, blah, blah. It's just like the World Series. It's like a sporting, you know, elimination. And they're like, and the team that's in the lead is called PDX 503. I mentioned this on the air. Next thing, bada bing, I hear from some guy in the audience. He's like, hey, this is Harold. My friend Will's on that show. Here's his number. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Is it Olandria?
Yes, it is. Will Olandria.
Will Olandria. How are you doing, Will?
I'm doing fine, doing fine.
So you're on, and I know that there's some things you, because the show's still going, and so there's some things you can say, things you can't say. First of all, is this like the World Series? Is it a best of seven, or is it more like it's elimination all the way down to where there's a final two?
Yeah, it's single elimination. Single elimination. Once you lose, you're out.
And so how did you tell us a little bit about the other guys who were there, how you all met, how everything, how you came together, and how you came to be on the World Series of Pop Culture?
Right. So you got teams of three, and it's my friend Paul and Brian Panganiban, their brothers, and it was Paul who originally, he read it in Entertainment Weekly, and he wanted to, it was a big advertisement about it, and he had to go down to L.A. and compete in, I guess it would be like a pre-elimination, whatever.
Well, is it true that they gave you what they called, they called it a pop culture IQ test before you could even get on the show?
It was like 60 questions. 60 questions which you have to answer in like 30 minutes or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, and it was just like how many questions you can go through. And from that, then they decided if, you know, there were so many people that would take that test. And then from there, you would go to an actual mock game, I guess you would say.
Right.
And then from there, they would decide on who they would go to compete.
Now, do you know how many people tried to get on the show?
Well, I know that, it was one day, it was on a Sunday, and there was probably like 100 people in our round. We were in the first round at 9 o'clock to take the test. And that went till 5 o'clock.
And you had to really have a lot of knowledge. You had to really show your stuff to get on the show in the first place.
Yeah, but you know what? Because you're a team, it's a little different because, you know, I'm sure they say, I don't really know. I don't know how exactly they decided on who's going to take what, but I'm definitely the weakest of the team.
Oh, you're just being modest there, Will.
No, seriously, with some of the questions, I've been watching the show later on, and I'm like, man, I'm glad I didn't get some of the questions that those guys got because I definitely wouldn't have been able to answer that. They go do a wide spectrum of music, which I'm very weak on.
I was just going to ask you.
And movies. That stuff.
I was going to ask, but we're talking to Will Olandria from the World Series Pop Culture, PDX 503. So how, I guess I could learn this by looking at the elimination chart, but how far are you? Let's assume you go all the way to the end. How far are you from the finish here?
They start out 16 teams, and I'm in, I guess, the top eight, I guess, it would go to.
All right. So this is we're talking to Willa Landry. I'm just reading. Sarah had asked me a question.
Oh, no, I was just giving you some questions. Because we all watch, you know, we're such pop culture nerds here.
You're going to ask me questions?
No, not trivia. We're not that kind of a show. Trivia question. But she said she's going to, now does it finish in New York? Is that how?
No, I don't know, because when I was talking to the VH1 lady that I had to go through to book you, she was saying to ask you about New York. Did you guys make a trip to New York?
Oh yeah, that was the one thing that was great about it, because they paid for everything, paid for the flight, paid for the hotel, you're in the middle of Times Square, and that was cool. It was great.
So you said you're weak on music. Is that how you guys got together? You're like, you know music and I know movies.
I watched an episode and that's what they did. They'd be like, all right, child stars, who knows the most about that? And the people would deliberate and figure out, is this kind of how it worked? And they would deliberate who was strongest in that
category. Exactly, that we do. But you know, sometimes the strategy just goes out the window because the way that it goes, the same person cannot go twice. So, say you may be weak, but you don't want to use your strong player. You know, it's a game, it's a real team sport where you have to try to decide and who's going to go up and everything like that.
Did you ever think about another name? Because you guys are called PDX 503, which is a great name, by the way, which we love because we're all about Portland Pride.
You know, I'm glad you like it because I was kind of like, what? PDX 503?
Oh,
no one out of town is going to understand what that is.
Screw them.
We had to explain it every single time we were there.
You know, but screw the people who are out of town. It's all about Portland, brother.
And did you ever go against, I watched one of them where it was the Laser Wolves.
Wolves?
Yeah, did you go against them ever? Or are you allowed to talk about that? You might not be allowed.
I don't know if I'm allowed. I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
Those guys looked ridiculous. They were so excited about their team.
You know, you just say it, and then if somebody comes up and hits you, then you know you weren't supposed to talk
about it. Well, here's the thing. We never actually went against Laser Wolves, because if you saw in that, watch the game, they got eliminated.
Oh,
I didn't get to watch the end.
See, and that's all on my TiVo right now. I got to sit down and, like, power load it.
And Will, we also have...
Oh, I spoiled it for you already.
Oh, damn you! Damn you, Will Landria!
Oh, no!
No!
Well,
we have a lot of information about you right here. It's a little creepy.
I got a whole
thing. Wait, how did you find this out?
Via MySpace.com.
Your mom gave it.
Oh, my MySpace. My God, the internet. Oh, no.
Yes, we found it on interwebs. So it says here, we have big respect for you already because it says you're a fan of Sports Night.
Oh, yeah.
Or you were.
Yeah, I'm really waiting for the... Nick Sorkin show that's coming on. That's really, really cool.
Hey, what?
Here's a little thing. The Velvet Rope Revolution, the black girl that was on there, she got a call from the casting director of that show to have a meeting for that show because they really want to meet her. Yeah,
of Studio 60 and the Sunset Strip.
Exactly.
Hey, let me just tell you this, Willa Landry. Between you and me, let me tell you this. I don't have a lot of pull, but I know a few people in a few places, and I'll tell you this, I have access to a DVD that has the first four episodes of that new Sorkin show, because I'm a Sorkin freak, I'm a huge...
No way!
Now, here's the thing, it's not something for nothing, pal, no, I'll tell you what, win, lose, draw, you will talk to you again, and especially, if you go all the way, if you can rep it, if you can bring it home from Portland, represent it, my friend, I think I could hook you up with that.
Okay.
There you go. It's a little.
So, Will, are you planning on coming up? Because I know you're in LA right now. Are you planning on coming up to Portland anytime soon?
Anytime soon? I really have no. I don't think so. I don't think so. I actually moved down here.
So because we were totally gonna we wanted to have a sort of because I
just
do
like
a lot
every
of trivia.
Gimmicky radio show.
Well, and I'm a big pop culture dork anyway, like all guys who sit in the basement and watch Aaron Sorkin shows, you know. And so we wanted to do the full deal where it was like a one-on-one face-off, like a there can be only one kind of a thing.
About Sports Night?
Oh, we could actually do that. We could custom create category. We're very geeky.
Oh, no, we don't have to do that.
It's like the geeky geekiest show you've ever heard in your life, this program. So well, let us know if you're going to come back to Portland at some point. We'll definitely have you in. I'll try to hook you up with the DVD. I'll just talk to you about how the show goes. So best of luck to you guys. And the show is the World Series of Pop Culture. Willa Landria from PDX 503. Do you guys have a website or a MySpace page for your group?
You know, we don't. We probably should have did something like that. We didn't think about that.
Well, there's still time, Will.
That's true. That's true.
And I was reading your MySpace page, and you're also an actor. Do you have a bunch of roles coming up? I saw that you were going to be in a few things.
Yeah, there's a few things that I go on.
Here and there?
I just moved down. I just moved down in January, just trying to, you know, just feel the water that's down here. And I'm getting little bites here and there, but I'm a struggling actor, definitely.
All right. Well, we'll be on the lookout for, what is that movie, Redneck something?
Let's see, Redneck Battle Zone?
Redneck
Battle Zone?
Yeah, exactly. Battle Zone, that's a Discovery Channel thing. Okay. And I just, just a fun little thing for...
What's Lamb of God Redneck?
Lamb of God, yeah.
Oh, is that a movie?
Well, no, Lamb of God is the band. Lamb of God.
The band
really
Lamb
heavy,
of God?
Heavy metal band.
Yeah, I know. They're coming with Slayer this weekend.
Right, yeah. Right. I'm in the video.
You're in a Lamb of God video?
Yeah.
Lamb of God, by the way, I used to have a Lamb of God ringtone, but I got rid of it because it was ridiculous. It's a lot of, kind of
right.
Rock.
Well, this song, I have to admit, I am not a big fan of them at all,
yeah.
But this song, it's actually, you can understand it, it's got some hooks on it, I'm like, wait a minute, they're kind of trying to... You know,
they're
a little
going mainstream,
but it's still hardcore. A lot of swearing. So,
all right, thank you, Will. Best of luck to you guys. Keep in touch, and if you guys go all the way, we'll track you down. Got to get you back on, my friend.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Willa Landry.
Thanks, Will.
World Series of Pop Culture from PDX 503.
I don't want to touch it unless Scotty's going to pick it up.
There you go. I'm going to see if Scotty's going to pick it up. Scotty, please, please, not to be thanking. Oh, okay. Well, no, Sarah.
I'm getting it.
Okay. There you
go. All right. Thanks. That sounded great.
Thank you.
All right, well, you have my email address, so please take
call me. We should get together. You skate, I skate. We could get together and be a skating team.
What are you saying?
Nothing. Boy, that guy was a nerd. And I'm
totally.
Saying, I mean, it's fine with us, but you can tell because it's a lot of that, you know, were you in a video? Yes, I was. It's right up there under the higher registers. Should I talk to Dustin Diamond? well, I know. I give it up
he
for any guy.
He did get excited and his voice did raise up a few.
Well, did you hear me when I mentioned Aaron Sorkin?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I have access through Peter Cullen. I'm like, I have access to that Aaron Sorkin. Like, really? So that's, man, that's fantastic. All right.
You're so mean, though. You kept saying, we'll have you back only if you win.
Well, you know, you got to give him a little, you got to give him the carrot. You know, it's not just the stick.
That's
it's also
true.
The carrot.
There's definitely something dangling in front of
producer Scotty J would agree with me on these things.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Ding. All right.
You know what? How easy would it be? I don't want to hit this little finger waggling thing like, oh, I called them. That's why I thought I was the producer. No, you're the intern. That's why you're calling.
Oh, listen to that.
Don't mess with me, Scotty J.
All right, it's 5:00.
You might be older than me, but I've been in this business a few years longer than you. Let's break.
It's all very awkward. We're breaking now. What we're going to do is break. Right now. Ready? Break! All right, it's 503-733-2970. You say that's the Rick Emerson Show. Back after this, here's Ian Astbury and the Colts. We will return the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970, Solid State Radio. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. I don't even want to think about what I've gotten to and what I haven't gotten to today. Let's see. Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
Hey, this is Grant. How's it going, Rick?
Hey, Grant, what's up?
I was just wondering when you guys are going to build onto the studio to accommodate Sarah's newfound large ego.
Oh, no.
I do very little things here, but, you know, what I do, I take pride in.
No, I'm just talking. You guys do an awesome job.
Sarah actually is the producer.
I just, you know, when someone kind of takes your title and runs with it.
You're not really making that up. She actually is the producer.
Oh, I know. I give her mad respect. I've been a listener ever since the Christina Carlson, Matt Houston days.
This is irreverent humor.
And you have definitely earned your keep, sir. I just had to give you a little jab to the ribs.
No, that's
you guys
okay.
Keep it up, all right? I'll be spreading the word.
That's love. All right. All right. Thank you, Grant. All right. There you go. A little jab to the ribs. That's how you know he loves you. All right. Let's please be welcoming now Dusty. Hello, Dusty.
Hello.
Okay.
Push-ups for you.
Okay. Just hold your water. Dusty was on at like 12:10, and we've got this new, just turning over this new leaf, because I've proven so poor at remembering to do things. Dusty, you were there, you were going to keep track of what I got to and what I didn't, and I was going to have one push-up ode for everything I did not get to. So, Dusty, let's give us an overview of what I got to and did not get to today.
The Cool in the Gang, which was just very, very, very tough radio to listen to, but I managed.
Well, I try to please. I try to make memorable shows, sir, but I got to that.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
So, Will with the pop.
I got to that too. In your face, yeah.
Got that. You did talk to Scotty J, but I don't think it was his top five.
Well, it was his top five guests that he wanted to book.
Okay.
That's what that was. There you go. Thank you. All right.
But no Michael Jackson watch.
Oh, that's not my fault, though. That's Tim.
And no Britney watch.
That's Tim.
And no Britney watch. What happened?
All right. Well, that's Tim's fault. And he couldn't
blame
hear.
Blame it on Tim.
He couldn't hear me when I repeatedly asked him to play it. All right, fine. Is that it, though?
That's it.
Here's why I'm saying that. Because people are constantly complaining that I am. They're not even complaining, really.
Ramble.
They're just pointing out a fact, which is that I am the worst thing. I am the worst part of my own show. I really am the weakest link here. But people are always saying, well, you never get to anything. You know, the thing is, there's stuff I don't get to. But let's look at this here. Of the five things I teased, I got to three. That's 60%, brother. If I had like a batting average, if I had a batting average of 600, I'd be like, I'd be legendary. I'd be in the Hall of Fame and dipped in gold. So 60% is not bad.
Well, if it wasn't for all the you'd probably get to more of them, you know? Okay, I mean, maybe you might need to want to work on that a little.
All right, your tote board is falling. All right, thank you. Thank you, sir.
I want to say thanks to my wife and kids. They help.
Thank you.
Arbor Pro for all your tree care needs.
thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, there you go. By the way, so he wins a pair of Oregon International Air Show tickets for that. By the way, Scotty, we're going to take caller number 5 here. We got another pair of Oregon International Air Show tickets that we're going to give away right here. So as we get ready to wrap up the show, it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. And don't forget, we're going to be out there this weekend as well. AM 970 Solid State Radio. We will be at the Oregon International Air Show. We got tickets to give away, including 4 packs of tickets to the NHRA Nationals, which is happening Saturday, July 22nd. We got a 4-pack of ticket vouchers to any Portland Timbers game, $50 gift certificates to Kohl's, $25 gift certificates to Safeway. We have AM 970 Solid State Radio t-shirts. Those are limited edition, by the way, because we made an initial run of those. And I'm not sure if they're going to be modified each time or whatever. But we'll take caller 5 here for a pair of Oregon International Air Show. Oregon International Air Show tickets. All right. Let's see. What do we have? I got the 2 minutes?
Sure.
Sure. Let's see. What else do I have?
Oh, like 3, actually.
Rick, South Dakota. You have heard of Mount Rushmore, haven't you? It's there, you know. Their state drink is milk, by the way. Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. How about this? Rick, I know you're... it's not my Puerto Rican, sir. He is a Puerto Rican. It would be wrong, inaccurate, and something I would never say. I would never refer to him as my Puerto Rican. Have you met my Puerto Rican? Rich, his name is Rodriguez. I do not believe he will mind the sounder that Aaron made for him, which I will not play again, by the way, until Rodriguez himself tells me it's okay. By the way, here's a bizarre fact. The Puerto Rican speaks Russian. FYI. Dear Mr. Emerson, the cretin who tried to describe the women who posed on the incredibly sexy record covers for Kool and the Gang was deluded. You are thinking of the Ohio player. Thank you. What else? Scotty folded. I used to live with a gang that... I live with a chick that did Kool and the Gang's hair. All right. Listener number 10. Kool and the Gang. Listener party number 10. Kool and the Gang. Hosted by Scotty J. That'll teach him. All of these. Rick, what did you think of Look? I have no time. Rick, what was the song that was going into 12:30 p.m. break? The lyrics were something like, does he think he's being clever? Sounds like the Riverdales. No, that is... Sarah asked about that.
It, yeah.
Chicks Dig It. The song is called Nobody. He says, I'm really wondering where I heard that tune before. It was originally a country hit done by a woman named Sylvia. A woman named Sylvia did that, and it's a band called Chicks Dig It. Sarah's ex, Justin, had turned me onto that, actually. So there you go. Rick, what's the deal with the signs on Hawthorne? It's a weird abstract of your face, and it just says, listen.
What?
Have you seen this? No, I don't know.
Huh?
That's all he says. No, what's up? It's a weird abstract of your face, and it just says, listen. I don't know. Do you?
No, I'm on Hawthorne all the time.
Well, I got nothing.
I'll have to look.
There you go, sir. We have no access. What did that guy say? What did Mark Hatfield say? We have no access to that information at this time. I have nothing. Rick... Let's face it, the comedic value of Zaira's songs is enough to keep her around for... Oh, we didn't get to that. That's a thing we didn't get to. Ah, you forgot that, too, Dusty, you bastard. You and your wife and children missed it, too. Kneel before Zod, son of Zor... Jor-El? All right. She can't sing. She has a scratchy voice. She does weird things with her hands, and she looks a little too much like Ashley Simpson. She can do no wrong simply because she can do no right. Look at her as the redheaded stepchild that gets beaten weekly. At least she has a good body. Just sit back and enjoy. Okay, well, here's the thing, real quickly. The crap thing about that is they couldn't think of a single good thing to say about her performance, and she did the same song badly again. And then they kept her. And then they got rid of Chris. So they must be keeping her just for, like, the drama value. That's got to be it. All right, coming up tomorrow on the Rick Emerson Show, let's see, we have Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com and some other things. I don't even know at this point. My brain is just mush. Nothing. Anyway, thank you to Cool from Cool and the Gang. Also to a CNN radio correspondent, Lisa Goddard. The Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon. The newsroom, Tim Riley, so much more than an intern. Here's the inimitable Scotty J. Like us next, Don and Mike at 7, John and Jeff at 11. Listen to Stephanie Miller tomorrow from 6 to 9. You will not regret it, my friends. Don't let the masters grind it down. Thank you all for being there. See you tomorrow. Be safe. Bye.
You could touch it.
Jenny?